Thought we'd reach out to Teresa Murray, our consumer watchdog with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. What do you know, Teresa? What's happening these days when it comes to food safety?
Well, we know a few things over here. Good afternoon, Lisa. Well, the thing that you're talking about is we just found out last week that the USDA, there are committees that are made up of health experts. It's the National Advisory Committee on Microbiological Criteria for Foods and the National Advisory Committee on Meat and Poultry Inspections. So those two committees that are made up of all kinds of smart people, scientists, researchers from across the country, health experts, those committees are being disbanded, at least for now. And so we will wait and see what happens. Certainly, it could be concerning if it's anything that affects food safety. And we've already got enough problems with food safety in this country, like we talk about all the time. Right. So we certainly hope that federal regulators have a plan for how they're going to get their good information about the food that you and I eat.
Because you can't put the very companies who make the food in charge of policing themselves. Never a good idea.
Well, certainly not in and of themselves. I mean, honestly, Lisa, we do rely on food manufacturers to some extent to do their own testing. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. So they're like the first line of defense. We don't want it to be just the food manufacturers, though. It has to be state regulators, federal regulators. It has to be retailers. And it has to be you and me. All of us need to watch out for what's going on with food.
Teresa Murray from the Public Interest Research Group is with us. Last year, the United States had 296 food recall announcements. That's one almost every day. But that's a 5% decrease from 2023, so that's good news. But this is something that you study very closely. Share what we can, what we need to know and what you know with us.
Sure. Which you mentioned the total number of food recalls through the FDA and the USDA was down slightly. It's always bouncing around 300 per year. And we don't get hung up so much on what the number is from year to year. We do look at trends because I can come back to that. But what we were taken by for 2024 is that the number of hospitalizations and deaths doubled in 2024 compared with 2023. That is alarming, especially considering the overall number of recalls stayed about the same. So, you know, that tells us that there's a serious problem for a lot of people with the food that they're eating.
And it always seems to be involving Listeria, Salmonella, or E. coli.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Which, by the way, one of the committees that we talked about, what they do look at are specifically like bacteria in food and other kinds of issues. So it's going to be something to watch. But, yeah, usually when people get sick or in the hospital or die, it's usually from Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli. And it's especially younger people, like little kids, the elderly, pregnant women, and people who are in a vulnerable health position, you know, such as if they're undergoing cancer treatment or something. But, you know, this also, I mean, there were a lot of cases last year where it was just healthy people in their 30s, 40s, 50s who were getting incredibly sick, being hospitalized, and in some cases dying, which tells us that some of the food had higher concentrations of bacteria. And then the other thing is it seems like the time lag that we see sometimes between the time of a first illness and then the time that the food item actually gets recalled, that continues to be a problem because in that gap, it's when more people get sick. And we also had cases last year where a food recall was announced and people were still getting sick weeks and months later. So they weren't finding out about the recalls.
And norovirus, is that a part of food contamination?
Yes, and norovirus is actually kind of weird. It's one of those things that it can be like a respiratory virus, and then it can also be in food, although we don't see it that much in food, just occasionally. You know, I mean, what we do recommend from all of this is, and you and I have talked about this before, like with Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli, and even norovirus, you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, you know, but you also can't freak out about it. So what we really encourage people to do is control what they can. And that involves, you know, taking care of food in your home, not leaving food set out that's supposed to be in the fridge, even if it's like sliced melon or produce. And then it's also really important for people to wash their hands, not just before they eat and before they cook food, but also between handling different kinds of foods. So if you handle onions and then you turn around and you handle like cucumbers, you're probably going to cook the onions. So if there was bacteria in the onions, that might resolve it, but it's not, you're not going to cook the cucumbers. And so, and then the same thing is for utensils. Like, don't use utensils across different kinds of food groups, because you can actually transfer bacteria from one type of food to another. You know, just simple advice. And we also advise people to just stay on top of food recalls, especially if they have food allergies or if they are someone who is immunocompromised or elderly.
Thank you so much for joining us. We will continue to have so many questions, so I hope you'll continue to join us on a regular basis.
Thanks for having us.
Teresa Murray, a consumer watchdog with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. And, you know, we do post recalls at WGNRadio.com.